Hi, everybody. This is going to be the fifth one. I kept saying it was the last due to different circumstances, but this is the fifth of the earthquake recordings, and I'm a little surprised at the sort of attention I got. It was featured on Audioboo's site, and I'm getting a lot of tweets and stuff from people. I don't feel like I've done anything special, but I hope that it gives people a little more insight into kind of like how people are reacting personally. As I said before, the damage in our area was pretty much non-existent. It's just more like things falling down and breaking, and you know, no, like, major damage, not like it is out in the coastline where towns are getting wiped out. But maybe Western News is not really representing it as it should be. I'm also joined by the person that I've been talking about all day, my wife.
Hello there, I'm Aya Mathers, yeah. Tristan's wife, and I'm just so happy that we're together again. And I, you know, when earthquake occurred, I thanked how much I've been telling you I love you, like every day, almost so persistently.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I was like, oh, even if I die now, like, I'm so glad I told him that I love him. So, like, yeah, just do that to everyone around you and just be nicer to people and, like, try not to have so many regrets when something like this occurs. That's and I point. Just hope. Yeah, like, I, it's still, like, going on, like, aftershocks.
Yeah, we're still feeling real soft ones.
So, yeah, but, like, I just hope, like, for everyone that things will get better.
And so, how it started was this morning, there's, of course, as you heard before, like, big, there's lots of aftershocks. I got it into my head that I should go visit the town where she worked, which is about an hour and 20 minutes away.
You walked really fast, too.
But by the time I got there, she was long gone. The place was closed down. And
I know. my place, workplace, I work on the first floor, and, like, from the second to the fourth, I think, they have parking spaces.
Right.
And we have so many, like, antenna shops from, like, different places in Japan.
Right.
And yeah, like, after the first shock, should I talk about the city?
Yeah.
In Machida City, it's, like, south of Tokyo. Like, the first shock was pretty big, but it was, like, shaking sideward. But still, it made me very concerned. And first, I thought maybe I should hide under the table, like, under the desk. But soon then, like, I thought, like, you know, there's so many cars up there.
Yeah.
And also, like, there are alcohols and glasses in our building, like, on the first floor. And if we are trapped, it'll be hard to be rescued, too. And there's a big open space in front of our building. So I just got my thermos, my coat, and some snack, like food, and then I ran out. I just threw my work. Everyone was like
trying to clean up and stuff.
Yeah, like wondering what to do.
Right.
And like I knew I was supposed to like unplug things to prevent fire, but I just couldn't. I ran for my life. Yeah, and like out there everybody was like crying. More like very like concerned, and I felt really bad for kids, and they were crying, but a baby was laughing, and I was amazed how a baby can be like such a strong belief.
Yeah.
And
was there any damage in that city?
Not that I could know. Oh, actually,
power was out.
The store next door, like, their glasses and their sake bottles got shattered
on the floor. I had a big stock.
Yeah. And
like, as far as buildings, like, they weren't.
The building right in front of me was shaking. And I felt like there was nobody to, like, there was nowhere to hide. Yeah.
You want to do this in two parts?
Yeah, so keep listening.
Yeah, so anybody who wants part two of our experiences, give us a moment to record it.